Welcome to the second of these short videos. We saw yesterday that if Resurrection Day was day one, Ascension Day is day 40. For 40 days, Jesus appeared to his disciples and he gave them instructions as to what they were to do next. Jesus had launched the kingdom of God in his earthly work, and especially in his death and resurrection. The next stage would be down to these disciples. But that's not quite right. The book of Acts tells us that the previous volume, the Gospel of Luke, was about everything that Jesus began to do until the day he was taken up to heaven. So Ascension Day is not the end of Jesus' activity. He will continue after Ascension to do what he has started. Jesus began his work in the years leading up to Ascension Day, but boy, is he going to continue them. The next stage in the kingdom of God will be carried out by the disciples, but Jesus will continue to work. And in Luke's second book, the Acts of the Apostles, he will tell us the story. The two men we met yesterday say that the Jesus who was taken up to heaven will return in the same way. Now, that's often been taken to mean a second physical return of Jesus at some point in the future. But it is also a promise to those first disciples. Jesus has gone, but he will be back. Jesus tells them to be patient. They are to stay in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit comes upon them. That's what happened to Jesus at his baptism. The Holy Spirit came down upon Jesus as a dove. He heard a voice from heaven saying, "You are my son, I am well pleased with you." And then his public work began. So the same thing is going to happen to these disciples. Jesus says, this is the promise from the Father. Jesus is going to come back to them through the Holy Spirit. Jesus was baptized in water by John the Baptist, as the disciples were, but only Jesus was at that time baptized in the Spirit. Soon it will be the disciples' turn, and as with Jesus, it will launch their public work so the kingdom of God can take its next step forward. Jesus says that the Spirit will give them power so they can witness to what they have seen. The words about Jesus and his resurrection will carry this power so that they can speak effectively. They must stay in Jerusalem for the time being. But when the Spirit comes, the message will go out to Jerusalem, the place they are, to Judea, the area around Jerusalem, to Samaria, the neighboring area, and get this, to the ends of the earth. If we've heard about Jesus today, it's because it worked. So today we remember that the disciples entered a period of waiting, not knowing how long it would be. It turned out to be 10 days. Thank you for listening. Please do come back tomorrow.